This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we've heard a lot of terms over the last few months. 2020 has definitely been a decade that, I mean, we've all these changes and things we predicted that would happen in the next 10 years, it would just happen in the last 8 months. And one thing we've seen an uptick in are temper tantrums. Now, temper tantrums are, if I define them, as somebody upset that they're not getting their way, somebody forced to do something that they don't want to do, and they're thinking to themselves that, no, this is wrong, I don't want to do it, but they can't do anything about it because they're empowered, they're overpowered. That's a temper tantrum. When I was younger, as a kid, I don't ever remember having a temper tantrum, okay? I remember being a really good kid, going, yes, mommy, yes, daddy. But my mom said that when I was little, I would throw the biggest temper tantrums. And I was like, I don't want it. And it's interesting because a lot of times, the more intelligent the child is, the more they'll temper tantrum. Okay, which is why I don't really believe, I wasn't really a smart kid, so I really don't believe I was a temper tantrumer. But according to my mom, she said I was. With my kids, I maybe only can count this many temper tantrums on my hand between both of them. So I didn't really have kids that were temper tantrumy. But temper tantrums are where the little kid, they could be two, they could be, this is usually with kids, okay, they could be toddlers. They just decide to have a BF, you know, witch fit, except with a B. And they just decide to have a fit in the middle of a store, in the middle of a parking lot or whatever, going, I'm done. I'm not doing this. And it's really interesting because a lot of us look at our kids as if they're new souls or old souls. You know, I think one of my kids is a new soul and one has been around in other dimensions or, you know, on this earth before. See, me, I don't think I was really a new soul. I think the reason why I might have gotten frustrated is because I was like a, you know, middle-aged person in a two-year-old's body. And I was totally in disagreement with my mom all the time. And I'm like, look, you don't know what you're doing. Okay, I've been a mom before. I know right now I look like a baby. But on this earth, I've been a mom before. And you're like, totally doing this all wrong. And says, I can't really convey this. I'm going to throw a temper tantrum. So, you know, depending on what the situation is, sometimes the kid is 100% right. You know, I really probably feel I was in the right if I did throw any temper tantrum because I'm pretty logical. But for the most part, it's just, you know, somebody who's frustrated and not being able to kind of have their way, feeling trapped. And so their anger comes out like a pressure cooker through a temper tantrum. They could yell, they could scream, they could cry. Well, we're hearing more and more temper tantrums happen throughout the United States. We're seeing it happen in grocery stores. We're seeing it happen because of mask issues. We're seeing it happen in fast food lines. We're seeing it happen on airplanes. Apparently, I think on American Airlines, there was a passenger who threw a temper tantrum. I don't know how old the passenger was. I haven't seen the video yet. But there's news that there was somebody who threw an absolute fit on a plane. I think they had a medical issue or there was something going on and they wanted to get off the plane, but the plane was stuck on the tarmac. I've had this before. I didn't throw a temper tantrum where I had to pee, and I wanted to go to the bathroom. And the flight attendants, they're really well-trained. They're very, very well-trained on kind of honing people in. And they're like, no, you can't. If you get up, then, you know, it's like a federal offense or some whatever. But I got to pee. I got to pee. And they're like, and I go, what? We're stuck on the tarmac for an hour. Why can't I go? And apparently you can't. And I got mad, but I wasn't going to throw a temper tantrum. I mean, at worst, I'd just probably pee in my seat. I mean, I'm not going to throw a temper tantrum. But apparently this dude here, he threw a complete temper tantrum. And then I guess he had to be escorted off the plane and whatever. But we're finding that we're doing these certain behaviors more and more. And I don't know if it's becoming acceptable, or I don't know if it's just, you know, people are starting to lose their, you know, societal chains and their, upbringing and their being all prim and proper. And they're just starting to become more either animalistic or more infantile. You know, many people call these women Karens, who will complain or call the police or accuse somebody of, you know, living in a place where they're not living there, but they are actually living there, and that's their house. And, you know, for anybody whose name is Karen, they get pretty insulted because they're like, look, my name is Karen. I didn't choose my name to be Karen, and now Karen's a bad name. But, you know, one of the aspects of being called a Karen is you're having a tantrum, or you just start to have an explosion, or, you know, and it's, you know, I'm seeing it more. I mean, I'm seeing people, they're not really hiding their frustration. They're not hiding their tantrum. And so I'm wondering if it's going to start being a norm. I'm wondering if this is going to start happening, because, you know, right now everybody's videotaping and they're posting it on social media saying, you know, look, this person had a fit, this person had a meltdown, this person's a Karen, and people are, you know, kind of vilifying people online when they do it. But it started to happen so much, and at some point you want to have a temper tantrum. Now, I haven't reached that point yet, but I think I will. I think I'm going to be tested, and I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know if it's going to be wearing a mask in 115 degree weather or being forced to eat outside in the sun. You know, and, you know, not being able to, I don't know, use a bathroom when I have to use a bathroom. I really think it's going to happen at a gas station. I'm going to be driving somewhere. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. And the typical gas station now just says bathrooms unavailable. So I don't know why there's this embargo on public toilets going on. But I could just see myself have such a fit and say, you know what, to heck with this, I'm just going to pee right here. And then it's going to be all over the internet and all over the media. And they're going to be like, oh, Dr. Dahlia had a temper tantrum. So let me just tell you right now, I will have a temper tantrum. Okay, it's going to happen. I don't know who it's going to be directed to. I don't know if it's going to have to do with the election. I don't know if it's going to have to do with COVID. I don't know if it's going to have to do with the chocolate shortage. Nobody's been talking about the chocolate shortage that's supposed to hit us in 2030. We have 9 years and 4 months. Actually, 9 years, 3 months, and about maybe 7 days until we allegedly are going to have a chocolate shortage. And nobody's even bringing that up. You know, and maybe I do need to have a temper tantrum. Maybe if I have a temper tantrum, people kind of realize that there's, you know, bigger issues here, you know, at play, and somebody needs to do something, and maybe it'll get the attention that it needs. So, you know, I'll let you guys know when I'm about to have my temper tantrum. I can't wait. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. A video has surfaced on the shooting of Jacob Blake. And from what we understand, he's still alive, but currently paralyzed after being shot in the back multiple times. Now, video, eight times, they say, by police officers. This happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and BLM protesters have now protesting. There's been looters, there's been fires, and we're hearing headlines of Kenosha burning, and it's just tragic all around. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen the footage. It's very difficult. They say they have this footage, and we're watching the footage, but you really can't see. And it looks like Mr. Blake was, you know, scuffling with three officers. There was some sort of fight going on. And then you heard somebody yell, drop the knife, before the gunfire erupted. So we don't know if there was a knife, we don't know if there was a gun, but unfortunately this was in broad daylight. It was in a neighborhood. The police were answering a domestic disturbance call, and there were, you know, women kind of, one was shouting at her mom, you know, to get out of there, you know, and it was just like moments before the shooting happened. And it's just heartbreaking. And it, you know, when, you know, whether you're in law enforcement, whether you're a physician, whether you're, you know, in neighborhood watch, whether you're a citizen, whether you're whatever, when you look at any of these, you know, and it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, you want to figure out where things went wrong. You intellectualize the tragedy and find out what could have been done to prevent it. I mean, it seems like there are, you know, shootings that happen every day, maybe, you know, officer-involved shootings maybe once a week, and the frequency on which these happen might be taken out of context, because, I mean, there are crimes being committed all the time, and then only certain things hit the news. And so with George Floyd, that was a major headline because it was caught on videotape and it was spread throughout. And, you know, whether some people claim we saw the whole video or not, that's not what we're debating. But, you know, somebody, you know, being alive while in police custody and then dying moments later, you know, it's going to make headlines and it's going to be attributed to police action. So what's going on here? Why, with everything going on after George Floyd, you know, in May, and, you know, why are we still having, you know, these, why are there still being shootings? Why are there still being, people who allegedly have committed some sort of a crime, you know, dying within, or not dying, or being, you know, hurt within police custody? Now, what seems to happen, what seems to be a common thread, but again, we're not getting all the information, is that it wasn't a, you know, it's not a, okay, you freeze, I froze, I'm freezing, and then get shot. There seems to be activity. And we don't understand why. I don't know what the George Floyd activity was prior to him needing to be restrained. I don't understand what the Jacob Blake activity was. But if we are trying, if we do want to fix this problem, if we do want to move forward with, you know, what might be happening, and of course I want to hear from you guys, especially in law enforcement, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or for those of you who ever lost somebody, you know, as a result of, you know, being shot during, you know, being put into custody. One underlying seemingly thread is there's movement or scuffles or a altercation prior, with the exception of the one where Breonna Taylor, and there's, I mean, and I'm not saying all of them appear to be like this, but we see this time and time again. There was a shooting a couple years back. The cops told the person to freeze. The person was, from what I understand, special needs, starts going into their pocket or their jacket. So the cops thought they were going to pull out a gun. Person didn't freeze, and it turned out they were pulling out their cell phone. Another shooting happened, I believe it was in the Southwest United States, about maybe 7-8 years ago. Somebody was told to freeze and instead stopped and reached for their phone. Now, the reason why I bring this up is there's a trend and almost a demand to videotape what's happening to you. All right. People find that the videotape offers some security. It offers a witness. And so I'm concerned that rather than going the opposite direction where, I mean, I told my kids, if a cop tells you to freeze, just freeze. Okay, don't move, don't scratch, don't reach for a phone, you'll get shot. Just freeze. But I think there's a growing trend or a new sort of outlook on, you know, being arrested or detained to grab something that can start to videotape. And I'm not saying that's what happened with Jacob Blake. I don't know if Jacob Blake was reaching for a knife, a gun, or nothing. He was just reaching for some papers. I don't know why he went back to his car. I don't really know what was going on there. And again, I don't know, maybe he wasn't given the order by police to freeze and, you know, stand still. Most of the time they do that. So again, we don't know because we can't, there's no body cams from the police. You know, all you can hear is something about a knife, and that's all we're getting report, that's all that's being sent to us. But I'm concerned that people's first instinct now is going to their phone and grabbing their phone. And so we might see even more shootings because, again, you have this lack of compliance with, okay, freeze, don't move. And, you know, cops are human. And so if they see a twitch or they see a, now they should be well trained, but if somebody's going into their pocket, if somebody's reaching into their car, you know, they're going to assume that it's a deadly weapon. And so how do you fix that? You know, people are saying, well, what we need is, you know, police to be, you know, unarmed. I don't know if that's the answer because police, they're not going to put their lives on the line. They're not going to, you know, cops all the time are being shown knives and guns and, you know, and if you, you know, display a deadly weapon towards an officer, it is within their realm to, you know, to what's the term for when you try to, it's not annihilate the threat, it's to subdue the threat or to, I forget the terminology. But, you know, you're as a police officer, if there is a deadly weapon or some sort of threat, they are allowed to protect themselves. Just like if you in your house, if somebody comes into your house, you are allowed to protect yourself. Unfortunately, when the video footage gets rerun or the alleged criminal gets, investigated or evaluated, you know, after the shooting, unfortunately what happens is there was no knife or there was no gun. And so people want answers, or in some cases, in other cases there is. So people want answers as to how somebody who was quote unquote unarmed or only having a cell phone is getting shot. And so, you know, I just don't see a mass education campaign to protect everyone where, you know, maybe freezing isn't the thing to do. I mean, you know, for decades it's been put your hands up where we could see them. Hands up where we could see them, and then you stand there and you get frisked, and then they make sure there's no weapons on you, and then, you know, you get cuffed or you get, you know, pushed to the side and or you're told to sit on the ground. I mean, there's lots of different ways I've seen police and law enforcement separate, you know, people who could possibly be a threat and, you know, keep them, you know, relatively detained while they're assessing the situation. But I just keep seeing on these videos, and I just keep seeing, you know, and hearing accounts of somebody moving or somebody walking towards something or somebody getting into their pocket or they're getting into their car. And, you know, I just wonder if maybe a lot of these, you know, shootings or, you know, officer-involved altercations with people could subside if there's this kind of sense of just don't move. Alright, and, you know, and I understand there's been people that have been shot, you know, cold blank that should have never been shot, but, you know, in that one case with the, you know, guy in Atlanta, the Wendy's, he's running away and then he turns and points something at the police. And again, I'm not saying he was right, I'm not, you know, debating on what happened there, what was justified, but, you know, unfortunately, those are some of the movements and behaviors that get people, unfortunately, into trouble. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Stop. stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is calling on Democratic Governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, to do more to maintain order in the state after a second night of what began as peaceful protests turned into rioting and looting in the city of Kenosha. Mayor of Kenosha, John Antiramian, reminding everyone.
Our heart goes out to Jacob Blake's family. I cannot think of anything that is harder than what just occurred to them and how that impacts them. And so the commitment that I make to everyone, make to their family, to the officer and everyone else, is justice will be served, people will be held responsible for their actions, and we will know the truth.
President Trump says he will nominate Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf to assume the role on a permanent basis. You're listening to USA Radio News. Hurricane Laura is getting stronger as it works its way toward the Texas-Louisiana coast. It's likely to be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says his state is getting ready.
Yeah, Hurricane Laura is coming in, went through Cuba, and is a big, big storm, as you said. We just had Tropical Storm Marco go through. Everybody here on the ground has been preparing, taking the necessary precautions. People in low-lying areas have already evacuated. So, we've unfortunately been through this before, but these are tough, resilient people.
The RNC convention continues tonight with what you can expect. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It's day 2 of the Republican National Convention. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden, and President Trump's expected to speak sometime during the broadcast tonight as well.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every single year, every single time we have an election year, an election campaign, and I watch the commercials, and, I watch parts of the conventions, both of them, and I see some of the speeches, and I get very, maybe I'm going to get a temper tantrum about that one, but I get very anxious. Not anxious in terms of, oh, I'm nervous about what's happening to our country. I get anxious that people think we're stupid. And I hear people say, what, you voted for Obama, you voted for Trump, you're stupid. Okay, so, you know, just because somebody votes for somebody, right, doesn't mean they're stupid. But that's kind of what establishments want you to think. All right, the way the Democrats and the Republicans do things, and again, I'm not trying to rip on one side or the other, is they, it's not so much about their base. They'll throw something at their base, right? Because they want to make sure they still keep the base engaged, all right? You never want to take your base for granted. If you're Democrat, if you're Republican, all right, you want to make sure that you still give them love, okay? But the goal of any Democrat or Republican politician is to get those independents. They need to get those ones that are in the middle, or who haven't even decreed themselves as independent, but to get those ones that are kind of, you know, on the hedge, or, you know, on the, right, just hedging, okay? And the way they do that many times is not by understanding what the independent thinker is by using these little audio clips or these little sound bites that make people feel stupid. So you hear one side versus the other say, oh yeah, this, you know, this person is racist and this person is this and this person is this, and you know, it's like they're trying to talk to people going, oh okay, he's racist, so okay, then I'm not going to vote for him. Or you see, you know, there was a Democrat that decided to change and vote for us, Republican, or, and apparently there's a Democrat that called into C-SPAN saying, I'm going to now vote Republican because I watch the RNC. Was that a setup? Was that really something that happened? Yeah, you see, that's not what people who are independent care about, okay? I mean, they think that if we see John Kasich turn Democrat, that, well, if John Kasich's turning Democrat, then I guess I need to. Or if we see a caller who is a lifelong Democrat decide to vote Republican, like, oh, well, that's the reason why we need to vote Republican. Okay, you're really underestimating our intelligence. And I get that there's some people that'll just vote because they want to vote for Mickey Mouse, or they want to vote for somebody who's a blonde, or they, you know, are matching their birthstone with a colored tie. But that doesn't mean they're stupid. Okay? I mean, you know, if people pick, I mean, I have ways where I pick the NFL winning team, you know, and I know some of you disagree with the way I do it, but I've been right most of the time. So that's how I'm doing things. I mean, some people, they have a logic to it. And, you know, when I, you know, saw somebody vote, I was very unhappy with Obamacare. And when I heard that people voted for Obama's second term, all right, you see, I didn't think they were, you know, stupid or unintelligent. I thought that they saw that Obama being president for another term would help them. Just like people voted for Trump. If there are people that really, really believe that Trump staying in power will help turn the economy around, that means they have that logic. They have that sort of, you know, justification to make that vote. And so if you're going to be a politician and you're going to be, you know, trying to sway voters, figure out what it is that's making them tick. You know, people are trying to predict, oh, is this going to be a Biden landslide or a Trump landslide? I've heard from both sides it's going to be a Trump landslide or a Biden landslide. I've also heard that it's going to be an absolute mess with the mail-in ballots. But, you know, why do we have a country that divided where some people will think Biden will be a landslide and some people think Trump will be a landslide? I think the reason why is you've basically thrown into this internal independent or middle of the road pit a bunch of people that might have been originally conservative or originally Democrat and or liberal, and they're like, okay, wait a second, I don't like the way things went with COVID. I can't tell you how many Democrats I've heard say, oh no, they can't stand their governor, they can't stand, you know, what happened to their business, and, you know, they don't want to let this happen again, and they might be voting for Trump because they blame Governor Newsom or Governor Sisolak or Whitmer or whatever. They're blaming the Democratic Party on what had happened to them within their state. So they project that to, well, then, you know, Biden could do the same thing. Biden could shut us down. So if Biden wants to really win over these middle of the road or these people that might be defecting, all right, figure out what makes them tick. If you have you know, people who are business owners, small business owners, that have their life savings into their one store, and you're not seeing that when you're, you know, making your speeches, and you're like, we are going to mask up, then you might not really understand who your base is. Same thing with Republicans. I mean, you know, if people think that it's a Republican thing to say, you know what, we're anti-masks, there's tons of conservatives that are pro-mask. They're like, well, no, wait a second. Like, I don't like this coronavirus. I'm not really, you know, wanting to breathe somebody else's spit or snot. So I'm actually pro-mask. And so if you're an independent or if you're one of these in-between voters and you're seeing that your candidate doesn't get it, you've just been disenfranchised. And I just don't understand why, you know, where people aren't stupid. You know, I'm just, you know, frustrated. As a woman, you know, hearing Joe Biden say, I am going to pick a woman. I'm going to pick a woman, different demographic than Caucasian. For him to say that's what I'm going to do, it almost sounds like he's trying to pander to those of us that, yeah, you know, that want, how do I word it? That, you know, want to be, you know, recognized, or, you know, they think that's going to please a woman, picking another woman. Well, if you really know what makes women tick, or, you know, women of, you know, minorities or different demographics, or now that Caucasian's a minority, women of any different race, if you really want to know what makes us tick, it's the exact same thing that anybody else would want. Okay, we want to know that we have national security, we want safety, we have a good economy, we have, you know, good health care. So going up there saying, look, my biggest claim to fame is I picked a woman running mate, you're leaving us in the, you're making us feel stupid. I mean, you know, don't appeal to women voters by throwing pink, you know, talking about breast cancer, talking about, okay, yeah, that's cool, but that's not what women are about. Women don't want to be known for their breasts. Women don't want to be known for their uterus. We want to be known as being partners with men in society and helping make things happen as well. Women are business owners. If you really want to get to the average woman voter, all right, tell them that you're not going to let, you know, their business fall apart, or you're not going to force them to close down, or you're not going to force them to, you know, pay for all these new mandates, et cetera, and you know, be in a vice. If the average woman is a business owner, then why isn't anybody appealing to that aspect of their, you know, of their demographic or their, persona? So it's, I just watch what happens, and it's just kind of insulting, you know, and I do believe that the politicians out there think that those people that are on the fence are stupid. Just the way they talk, the way they try to, they even said that, there was a study that looked at the speeches that politicians have given over the years. And I don't exactly know which grade level, but they've really dropped down the level at which they speak to people. You know, like this, you know, you ain't black. That's insulting to say that. We know that ain't isn't a word we usually use in the vernacular. So, you know, why are you trying to pander and, you know, make it look like, you know, we voters are people who, you know, don't use proper grammar. It's just insulting. And so I'm tired of it. Okay. You know, figure out who it is you're trying to get votes from. Just do a little bit of research and then fix up the speech. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So American Airlines is going to cut 19,000 jobs. Delta is going to furlough 1,900 pilots in October when the ban on job cuts, I guess, is over. Now, for those people that got the PPP, the Payment Protection Program loan, they were allowed to get the money as long as they kept their staff till September 30th, which is why in October, that's when the cuts can happen. All right? Apparently, the money is running out without a travel recovery in sight. Airlines and unions have lobbied Washington for another $25 billion. Delta Airlines, Airlines said they're going to furlough about 1,900 pilots. The airlines apparently received $25 billion in U.S. government stimulus funds in March. So, there's been voluntary exits and leaves. American workforce will now shrink to about 100,000 in October from the, or American Airlines workforce, from 100,000 to 140, from 140,000 that it employed back in March. So the American Airlines team will have lost 40,000 people. October job cuts comprise 17,000 furloughs of union workers, including 1,600 pilots, 8,100 flight attendants, and 1,500 management positions. American Airlines now plans to fly less than 50% of its normal schedule in the fourth quarter, with international flying reduced to only a quarter of 2019 levels. Delta Airlines is set to furlough 1,900 pilots in October. Apparently, they said, we are 6 months into the pandemic and only 25% of our revenues have been recovered. Unfortunately, we see few catalysts over the next 6 months to meaningfully change this trajectory. So I've had multiple trips planned, canceled. I understand why they were canceled. Conferences were canceled. Things, happen. But I have no plans to travel. I have a travel voucher, but I'm going to then use that travel voucher if I have to travel. I'm not going to, I'm not going to make a new flight. So, when people got their flights canceled, they, many of them still qualified for having vouchers. So you're not seeing new money being infused into the travel market. And one of you had asked me what's going on with California. When is California going to reopen? Well, from what I understand, there was supposed to be a big announcement with Governor Newsom. And Governor Newsom was supposed to let people know if their county can be removed off of the state's watch list and start reopening. And the governor said counties must wait 2 weeks to reopen businesses after they come off the state's list. That's a timeline that, I guess, allows them to see if, cases start to resurge. I don't know about you guys. I own a business. Luckily, we were allowed to reopen because I live in Nevada. And but if I was dying financially and I was told that, okay, you'll be taken off the closed list, but you still have to wait 2 weeks, I would be praying and praying that the numbers game doesn't work against us. And which is another very frustrating aspect to this whole thing. When people say, oh yeah, we've had, another 10 cases. Well, is it because they had it months ago and they're still testing positive, or somebody, there's been people, kind of urging other people, which I would never do, to quit going and getting tested unless you're sick, because these positive tests just fuel and they're into more positive tests. Many times these positives are multiple positives in one person. So if somebody goes to take a COVID test and they're positive, and then they go to retake it, to see if they could go back to work, they're still positive. Then they do it again, they're still positive. And then finally, they come up negative, they could go back to work. Well, that's three positives for one person. Now, when we look at the numbers, one of you had asked me where we're at so far with coronavirus total cases. Now, these are positive. These are not only positive tests, these are presumed cases. All right, so there's a lot of room for error. According to Worldometers, we're at 23.9 million, so about 24 million coronavirus cases. Okay, deaths, 118,000. They've said 16.4 have recovered. In terms of the states, obviously the United States has the highest number of quote-unquote cases. Again, many of these were called COVID when we didn't have testing available, or you know, it was presumed. Death toll at 181,000. Again, I can't tell you if those were, honest to God, somebody had COVID. COVID started to worsen. They had no other issues going on in their body, and the COVID caused them to die. Or that 181,000 includes all the flu-related deaths, the heart attacks, the pneumonias that happened, and the people just also happened to be COVID positive. So we can't say. But right now it's being clocked as 181,000 deaths. Now, in terms of serious critical, the number keeps staying at about 16,000. So we have currently 16,000 serious or critical cases, meaning many of these people are in the ICUs. I don't really see that number budge much, so I'm not sure why. Is it, you know, well, when you have people in serious condition, they're in the hospital for a long time, so the numbers just kind of stay there. The number would go down if there were deaths or there were recoveries. But it just seems to always hover in the 16,000 area. So I don't know. I don't know if it's because it hasn't been updated. I don't know if it's because, you know, you have one person admitted to the ICU right as another person dies. We don't know. Brazil, still fighting a lot of cases, 3.6 million, 115,000 deaths. India had 3.2 million, 59,000 deaths. Russia came in fourth at 966,000, 16,000 deaths. South Africa, 611,000 cases, 13,000 deaths. Then comes Peru, Mexico, Colombia, Spain, and Chile. Then Iran, Argentina, the UK with 327,000 cases, 41,000 deaths. Saudi Arabia, next Bangladesh, rounding out the top 15. At 299,000 cases. Then Pakistan, Turkey, Italy, France, and Germany, rounding out the top 20. Canada, one of you asked about how Canada's doing. They're at about 125,000 cases, 9,000 deaths. Apparently they have three new deaths that have been counted. Indonesia had about 99 new deaths. Iran, 125 deaths. Mexico, another 320. India, 759. So we're still seeing active cases and active deaths. Israel had another 9 deaths, bringing their total to 856. They've had over 100,000 cases. Countries that seem to be doing better, you know, seem to be, you know, Luxembourg, but again, they're smaller. Finland. Finland had 7,900 cases, 335 deaths. Luxembourg, 7,700 cases, 124 deaths. Cuba, 3,700 cases, 91 deaths. And again, we just don't know how, you know, open people are being about their numbers. Iceland. Iceland's only had 10 people die. 2,000 cases overall, 4 new cases in the last 24 hours from what we understand. New Zealand, 1,600 cases, 22 deaths. So I, you know, when people ask, okay, so what's going on here? You know, is America fudging numbers? Are they perpetuating this? You know, is COVID going down? COVID cases are going down, but when you hear that term, COVID cases going down, it doesn't mean they're going from zero to negative one, negative two. It means rather than there being, let's say, 500 new cases a day, it's 490 new cases a day. So we're still having new cases, but the numbers of new cases is starting to fall. That's why when we talked about this flattening of the curve, you know, this flattening of the curve, we that means that rather than, you know, the cases spiking up and up and up, we're starting to have it level off where we're not getting as many new cases. So there are different terms for different numbers and different statistics. So COVID cases are still here. We still have new cases. We still have people dying, but it's at much less numbers than before. Okay? So California is still waiting with bated breath on when they could reopen. And 8 counties of California have been removed from the list, waiting for state guidelines on how they could reopen. But I think the big ones like L.A. County, Orange County, etc., I don't know when they're going to get off the list. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.